Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SSR2 plenary number 119 on the 29th of July, 2020 at 1400 UTC. The review team members attending the call today include Elaine, Denko, Ramakrishna, Kaveh, Norm, Lauren, Jabera, Carrie Ann, Russ, and Denise. We have observer Dennis Tan joining. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda, and technical writer Heather. Today's meeting is being recorded for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. The first thing we need to do is look at where we are with each of the sub-teams. Could you bring up the spreadsheet, please? Thank you. So we have a bunch of teams that have crossed the finish line and some that have not. Today, I think four will probably cross the finish line, and 29 and 30. Maybe we'll get to a few others as well. The abuse sub-team does not have full text for our review yet today. We will deal with that hopefully next week. That's my understanding. So what we hope to do today is deal with the text from the risk grouping of sub-teams and the 29 and 30 Carrie Ann has provided text for. I understand that regarding 25, we now have all of the status that we need from ICANN staff. But KC has been overwhelmed by a few other things and we'll be able to turn to that next week. I am unsure where we stand on 23 and 31. Can anyone provide information about that? I'm not seeing any hands and I'm not hearing anything, so I'm assuming no one on the call knows. I'll send some email to those rapporteurs to see if I can get further information. Okay, so let's turn to Lauren for the hopefully dealing with the last part of the risk team, and then we'll turn to Carrie Ann.
Yes, hi everyone. This is Lauren speaking. I think the document were already correct. We would have to go down a little bit further. Should be the next one after the CISO recommendation. Oh. We're a bit... Okay, I'm noticing... There is a lot of text for this recommendation, so it will be tough to have it all on the screen. So just the only one we haven't made a full consensus call yet. We discussed this recommendation before, however, what has happened since then, or what happened during the discussion, is that there were further edits that I was unaware of when I pulled this. So we took this into this section for the reasons of kind of flow and logic. If you can scroll down a little bit, I'll just talk about recommendation and not so much about the intro text. So essentially what happened is that I took the text that I was given by the sub-team that looked at this. Just checking if no. Okay, the previous editor isn't, otherwise I could have like relied a little bit more. Okay, so essentially I took this, what we had, and kind of included it, right? So you can see in 4.1, This has to do with the executive C-suite officer. Obviously, this person would require the budget. So that is, I think, a logical and essentially quite necessary addition, because why would you want this person if they don't have a budget? The other points essentially come from the edits that were made to this recommendation based on the public comment. So there I only made some minor tweaks in terms of the language, so it fits into the current structure. I did ask Navid, who was the one who raised this, and I got a thumbs up via email that this is fine for the sub-team that had looked at this before, and that he thinks it's a good integration, and that what I did to make it flow and to make it fit in is fine. Happy to take questions on it. As you might have seen, the intro text for this one is pretty long. I hope everyone had a chance to read it, but as I said, there's nothing much that I did apart from the 4.1 and some language changes below to make it fit into the section.
So they wouldn't have any questions or concerns regarding this text.
Ross, this is Carrie. Tell me if I can go ahead.
Go ahead.
I have just one concern. How 4.1 is written, I don't think we should write it like that. It's just the only thing I have a problem with text is to probably say reference, like with reference to the recommendation for the establishment of a C-cert, I can, should, consider, or should move. I don't know what language we're using now. If we're using consider or directive, moving all the security related budget items and responsibility under this new position. The only, I think this is to, well, I understand the idea that we want in terms of coordinating the budget for all security issues under this office. What I fear is that if this office is never created, the idea of us wanting a security relevant budget items grouped together may never happen. So I wanted us to distinguish the preemptive step of an established office before the budget is consolidated to just say something like, with reference to the establishment of a executive C-suite security officer, we believe the consolidation of all security related budgets should be like implemented and consideration to it falling under his purview, something like that. But I don't think we should make it a dependent activity. I think what we had found throughout the review was the spread of how the budget is done is what concerned us, and the fact that there wasn't a dedicated budget. And I think that's the point that we want to fix in this recommendation. So I would probably recommend a rework or rewording to detach the two activities. If I don't make any sense, Lauren, you can let me know. But I agree with the recommendation, but I think that 4.1 will not will take away from the point that we want to walk away with. I'm not convinced an office will be set up immediately, and I don't want the budget to be dependent on that.
Carrie Ann, maybe the simple fix is to just move 4.1 to the end.
Maybe.
That way, the other ones don't appear to also be dependent on creation of the C-suite?
Yeah, because that's my concern, is that right now it seems as if once you have an office, then transparency for the budget will happen.
Right.
Even if you don't have an office, we want transparency with the security budget, whoever has it. So I think that's
exactly
the part we want.
That's why I think if we move that one to the end, it makes it clear that the other two are not dependent on it.
Yeah, so and once we do it as well, I would still want to remove the word after an. I would want to say, like in relation to the establishment of that, we also believe that like this should be consolidated under this office eventually. But yeah, I agree with you with the movement as well.
Okay, Lauren, do you want to make that small change? Any other concerns? Okay, I'm not seeing any hands and I'm not hearing anything. So I think that people are okay with that, given that once the changes that Carrie Ann just said are made, and I think they're straightforward. Okay, Carrie Ann, I'm going to turn it over to you for 29 and 30. I think they're in the same document, is that right?
They should be. Lauren, since you have a screen up, can you scroll down?
That's Brenda's screen.
That's Brenda's screen. Okay, that was Lauren. Sorry for being lazy. I have 5 different things to open up my desktop right now, working simultaneously.
If you have a page number, it would be very helpful for me. We're looking for 29, did you say?
Yeah.
This
recommendation one? 29. There it is.
Yeah. Woohoo. Thank you.
All right, so the changes I had indicated in the last time we spoke about this, the recommendations I had for this were pretty positive. I think what was needed was just to delete and clean up some of the recommendations that we had, which I did. So like the first two recommendations that were there previously, persons thought they were not too clear. So I just deleted it and just went straight to the point of the fact that I think the persons who would have wanted the DOT and the DOH info, that we wanted it to just make sure that they had regular privacy impact reports. Since I drafted this, there's been a lot of discussions, even within GAC, and just seen a bunch of email exchanges on this whole privacy issue. And while I can indicate it to us, I think the last time that, how they think about privacy and how they manage privacy, the GDPR thing is still being worked out. It's not a very clear cut, still not clear cut, even for GAC. I don't think GAC fully has an appreciation of what will happen in the future concerning how privacy is handled. And the information that we had in there had confused some of them in terms of where we sourced it from. So I deleted that because it wasn't really relevant at the end. So this version of it pretty much just cleans up what we had before. We still talk about the WHOIS framework, given that that's still under the temporary arrangement that they have for that, and just pretty much cleaned it. So what you see in front of you is a redacted version, but it still highlights the key points we want, which was a dedicated compliance function focused on the privacy requirements, constant monitoring of evolving privacy legislation. Some persons didn't understand it, but I think we should still keep it because our idea is that, because especially with COVID, how 24.97, which one, Steve? Let me see, I can't see it.
29.4 about ICANN's DPO should be responsible for external PII.
Wasn't that removed previously
at one point?
I'm not sure because the version I looked at, it was still there. The other stuff at the top got deleted, but I think the version I looked at that I had cleaned, this was still there.
Okay, this is Steve. Just my 2 cents. I think that's going to be extremely difficult to facilitate.
This was one of those legacy recommendations that's been floating around since some of our earlier drafts, and especially when we're in Quebec. I know it didn't get deleted in Canada as well when we're together. I don't know how the team feels about it. One of the things that I know that the discussions around this was that we found that there wasn't, I think it's just more the external monitoring reporting. While I can't mandate it or make it a requirement, the word guidance was put in just to be able that something is being issued, to be able to ensure that there is consistency with the privacy policies like for all the stakeholders involved. So I don't know how the team feels. This was, I think that was the point here, Steve. I don't know if it's a matter if you want to take out the responsibility for external DNS, remove that, and just leave the last part of the sentence, which is what I think the real intent was.
Yeah, so I can't speak for the DPO, but I think the term the responsible
part, yeah, it's is too strong, is, maybe. Yeah.
I could see the second part having
the second part was the real
discussion,
intent.
Yeah, and some fruitful action out of that.
Yeah, the second part was the real intent, and I don't think we can make them responsible for privacy information for the external DNS. I mean, I think one of the challenges that we kept feeling with the discussion was the fact that this is managed and it's contracted because of the contractual arrangement. It's like you have like two parts removed from ICANN in terms of being able to mandate this. I think some of the other recommendations we have on how the contracting should be done, we can address putting in more specific information on data handling under that part of it. But there was nothing specific on this, Steve, in the public comments, just so you know. But looking at it now, I can agree that we could probably remove the word responsible and just stick with in addition, the DPO should provide guidance to managers and stakeholders regarding the responsibility for managing DNS PII. I'm comfortable with that if the team is okay, but that's the essence of what's here.
Yeah, that's fine with me. But the question is, Steve, does that resolve your, what could they do with this question?
Yeah, so the second part of that statement is, I think, much more productive. The first part of the statement, I mean, if you want to get, you know, into the weeds on this, that first part is basically saying that we're responsible for Google servers, Google's DNS, PII, and I don't know how we would ever facilitate, you know, or my DNS, for instance, at home, you know, so it's just... Yeah. It's very open, and I think that would be problematic. The second statement in 29.4 would be, I think, we would be able to manage, again, not speaking for our DPO, but I think that's something that we could manage and take affirmative action against or for supporting that.
And Ross, there was a previous comment on that. And I think early in one of the questions we had asked a year and a half ago, ICANN had responded that they didn't think it was their responsibility to go that far with, they're not responsible for PII at large on the internet. So they wouldn't be responsible except for the PII that's within their purview. But I think the provision of guidance would be the best route to go for now. In the scheme of all the bigger items that are above. I don't know if anyone has any questions.
So I think I heard Steve arguing for some deletion of the earlier text too.
It was my recollection, and that's commonly faulty, that whole 29.4 was stricken entirely, but I don't remember and I can't point to anything specific. So to revise my statement, the first statement in 29.4, I would recommend either a strong reword or a deletion. And the second statement in 29.4, again, not speaking for the DPO, would probably be strong enough to be a consideration, and we could probably facilitate something like that.
Brenda, if you can copy that text and paste in the chat, I can just do the proposed edit to it, so at least everyone could see it at the same time.
So what I think the proposal is that we just make it, in addition, the DPO should provide guidance to managers and stakeholders regarding responsibilities and procedures to monitor and report on relevant technical developments. Is that right?
No, it would be tying in the DNS PII. I'm going to just send it right now.
I thought it still says should also be responsible for external DNS PII.
No, the no, that's what Brenda pasted for me to be able to edit. So
I see.
It says, in addition, the DPO should provide guidance on DNS PII to managers and regarding responsibilities and monitor and report on relevant technical developments.
That makes a lot more sense to me. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I think that Steve, I don't know if that's what Steve does, that would address it, correct?
I'm just reading right now. That would address the concern that I raised, yes.
And Ross, I don't know if anyone has anything else, but because I can't recall who wrote this, but I think some of the technical terms used in this, I was supported as well. So I cleaned and removed all the irrelevant. We had a lot of stuff that was fluffy in there. So I took all of that out. So I have nothing else to explain if anyone has any questions.
Okay, is with this one change to 29.4, are there any other issues or concerns? Okay, I think that means we're okay with this one. Can we move to 30?
I didn't do 30.
You didn't do 30. Okay, somehow I thought you did.
It was the privacy and the language for the executive data officer were the two things I know you wanted me to explain. This was one of the ones that I don't know if Eric or Casey's on the call. I know it's something that we discussed.
Oh, Eric and Monica Rowe were working 30. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Are either one of them on the call? No. Okay.
But we did have there was a discussion on one of the calls about this again.
Yeah, I think.
And I remember there being an issue still, and Eric was still advocating that we keep it because of the importance of keeping track. And I know there was discussion as to whether or not it was something that was feasible and who within ICANN org would actually keep this. And I did have some thoughts on it in terms of, based on how ICANN org is structured, now is there a search unit or anything within there we could specify? Because I think it's pretty wide right now, or leaving them to decide who would track something like this. But I know that there was a discussion as to who would actually have this responsibility to stay on top of the research. I know Eric's concern was there was so much happening in the academic research field, especially with DNS and some of the other things now coming up with the new technology and 5G and everything. And he wanted to just make sure that all of ICANN's policy were guided by this new research, not just to be standing up other studies when you have research you could access. And I know the last discussion as well, it was not to try and attend all the conferences because there's so much material that's available from conference reports and papers that came out of the conferences. And our idea was not to try to attend all of them because I know that came up as a comment. But just to have a monitoring for very key topics that they monitor some of the things. And the CCDS thing, I know Sarko, I don't know if he's on the call, I know this was one of the things that comes up in another part of the report, and I don't know if this is the right example for here as well, because I don't know if that would cause more debate than help.
Yeah, I think we had a discussion with Eric on recommendation 30, and we did some kind of editing and we removed some of the text, but I'm wondering the document has not yet updated, but we shared on the team. So for the first phrasing, what we agree is that 5.1, ICANN org should track the development as it is, but we suggested that implementation could be to contact the organizers, like technical program committee chairs, steering group organizers, so that to ask the digest of the proceeding and invite committee members from this venue to present the relevant digest for the preceding EL at one of the ICANN community events. And so we did some of the editing, and on the 3.2, we removed recommendation for action, including changes. We said this report should include relevant observation that may pertain to contract with the registries and registrars that could mitigate and prevent remade SSL harm to consumers and infrastructure identified in the peer-reviewed request. So we did some of the editing and just removing few text, and we had a consensus on this. So maybe we can check on how we can update the document. Thank you.
Monteguro, my belief is that you and Eric did work in a different Google Doc, not this one.
This is Heather. There is a Google Doc for subteams 20, 21, 24, and 30.
That makes sense. So
it has 25 comments or changes in it.
Yeah. So maybe we should bring that one up to look at 30.
Heather, can you post the link in the, do you have it open? If you could post the link in the chat, then that'd be easier.
Sure. Just a sec. Done.
Sorry, it's taken a minute to load here. There we go. Heather, what page?
Well, you can actually just click on the table of contents, item 30, and it'll drop you right to it. It is, what page are we on? 60, what is it? Page 60, I think.
Item 30, huh? Mm-hmm. Save that word.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Matagoro, does this look familiar to you? I hope it
does.
Yeah.
This is what we are great. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, are there any unresolved issues or concerns here? Okay, thank you. I don't believe we have the proponents for any of the other ones that are nearly complete on the call. My understanding is that the abuse grouping of subteams needs another week to have text for us. Last week, we already went over their response to the public comment that were put into the spreadsheet for that. So I think with that, that there's nothing else to do regarding the sub-teams. Is there somebody here who knows otherwise?
Russ, this is Heather. With regards to the sub-teams that haven't gotten past phase one, have we decided what's going to happen to those?
I have composed some email to those rapporteurs. I have not heard back yet. And I will raise that on the leadership call on Monday. Hopefully I will have answers from them by then. So, and we do know that 25, we have the information now. We just need a few of Casey's cycles to do that one. Okay. Not hearing anything being raised as anything else we can do today. So please, sub-teams, keep at it. We're getting close, and it's the three teams that are still at phase one. I will reach out to the rapporteurs and email, and please help those rapporteurs get that work across the finish line. All right. Hearing nothing else, let's wrap it up for today. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Yeah, bye.